USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
About an hour ago, President Biden spoke to reporters just before heading to more talks in Poland. He says an agreement has been reached to send more liquid natural gas to Europe and cut their need on Russian energy.
Helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. Secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall. To address the first point, the United States, together with our international partners, we're going to work to ensure an additional 15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, for Europe this year.
Build Back Better may not be dead after all. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, told a group of climate activists and energy executives he's open to supporting a smaller Build Back Better legislation, provided it addresses three issues: climate change, prescription drug prices, and deficit reduction. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The amount of money being thrown around by nations for military buildups has the Pope speaking up.
Pope Francis criticized increased defense spending by Western nations following Russia's invasion of Ukraine as madness and said a new way must be found to balance world power. Speaking to a coalition of women's groups, the Pope said the conflict in Ukraine was a product of the old logic of power that still dominates so-called geopolitics. The real response was not more weapons and more sanctions, he said. He said he was embarrassed when he read that a group of states have committed to spending over 2% of GDP in acquiring weapons in response to what is happening now. That is madness. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Irate New Yorkers who lost their jobs to the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandates gave Mayor Adams a Bronx cheer Thursday over his decision to grant COVID exemption for pro athletes and star performers, but not for them.
And just like any player, some people will boo us, but they're also those who would be employed and would cheer us.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden early Friday morning says an agreement has been made for the United States to provide more liquid natural gas to Europe so they can cut their need on Russian energy.
And the United States welcomed the European Union's powerful statement earlier this month, committing to rapidly reduce its dependence on Russian gas. Today, we've agreed on a joint game plan toward that goal while accelerating our progress toward a secure, clean energy future. This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall. To address the first point, the United States, together with our international partners, we're going to work to ensure an additional 15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, for Europe this year. And as the EU works to discontinue buying Russian gas well before 2030, it will also work to ensure additional EU market demand for 50 billion cubic meters of LNG from the United States annually by 2030.
A 14-year-old boy died after falling from the Orlando Free Fall ride in Orlando, Florida's Icon Park overnight. The incident happened around 11 p.m. Orlando time. An investigation into the tragic incident is ongoing. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.